What's up, guys? It's Charlie. I was here the whole time, but I, like usual, during matter of fact, I didn't feel like saying much. But you're gonna get to hear me a whole lot. Yeah. We've got Sean, my friend from home, joining us in the studio today. And we also have Isaac and Hannah. Always glad to have you in the studio.
Hello.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Zenner, the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Today, I don't know, the first tone set will be a song from Car Seat Headrest. Bye.
Hey gang, got food poisoning from SMFA Cafe. Hashtag swag, hashtag lit, hashtag trying not to throw up in my car. Hey gang, got food poisoning from SMFA Cafe. Hashtag swag, hashtag lit, hashtag trying not to throw up in my car.
All right, that was a recorded message sent in by Alexia from earlier, who unfortunately died of food poisoning from being poisoned to death by the Smitha Cafe, and this is why we should kill the Smitha Cafe.
GoFundMe, better food for the Smitha Cafe.
Exactly, because they're not even really feeding them over there.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. I'm just making either. Stuff up.
This is only hearsay, word of mouth. None of this would hold up in a court of law.
I hear not positive things.
Oh, I should.
You know
play
what? This. Actually, yeah. I've heard positive things. I've heard like you can get a good little treat.
Yeah, but you need like meals.
And they give you like a lot of money, a lot of like their rhino bucks or whatever.
That's so funny that they have a different system.
And it's like way, it's different like conversion. Like they have way more money than we do, but also like that they have to buy their supplies or whatever. I don't know. I'm not an art student. I've never even taken an SMFA class.
What emotion.
What's going on over there?
I tried to take a Smitha class this next semester, but I didn't get in because the slots like filled up so quick. I wanted to take ceramics.
Oh my god, I have a friend who wants to take ceramics. Everybody wants to take ceramics. Yeah,
because I work with ceramics with everything I do in archaeology, especially like early modern archaeology, because just the explosion of complexity in both form and decoration of pottery with the advent of industrialization. Very interesting. I should learn how to make pottery because I work with it all the time.
I did a ceramics logical class connection. In high school.
That's cool. It.
That's all.
Sean, do you have anything to say?
Any
thoughts on ceramics?
I've personally never dabbled in ceramics. We had a class in high school that I never took.
Good for you.
Yeah, Abby took that class. Mm.
I noticed you also have a ceramics poster in your house.
We stole that from the MFA. It's pretty cool. So the background music that we're listening to right now is O Tango Suerte by Masayoshi Takanaka. Great song. At the last Apple Jam open mic, there was a band that performed it, and they killed it. It was really good. It was, I don't know, do you know what Jack Maniacci's band is called?
I'm not familiar with him.
He's in a band?
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know if I've met him.
I met him. No, we met him.
Okay,
he's
I have
been
met.
He's been met.
Shout out to him.
Shout out.
WMFO. Yeah.
Shout out to his band. They killed this song.
Shout out to him.
The song's great for listening to when you're playing video games as well.
I can see that.
What video game, Sean?
I've heard people talk about listening to it while playing Dark Souls. I can see it as a good contrast to the difficult games out there. If you need to relax when you get really tense. I know that I kind of sweat when I play games that I'm really stressed about, so I need something to calm me down.
Yeah, I'll have to cue this up the next time I play Elden Ring.
Isn't this the dude where there's the picture? He's got like the surfboard guitar.
Yes, it's awesome.
This is my point of reference for.
He makes me think of Super Mario Sunshine.
That tracks.
I love Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, it's great. The one 3D game that I didn't play as a kid, but I've still played it. So
yeah, I wasn't on the Mario Sunshine wave.
Whenever that thing came out in like 2019, 2020 on the Switch, it was like Super Mario Galaxy Sunshine and 64.
Yeah,
I have it. I have it on physical and on my Switch. Don't know what I haven't even opened it.
Yeah, no, I put
I
so many hours.
I should sell the physical one. I think, whatever.
Cool. Video games. Time to listen to music. Bye.
Mixing up the medicine, I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped. same clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and it put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
A good song. I just watched Across the Universe the other day for the first time. We're not talking, I'm just introducing this song. That's Mia's favorite movie. Shout out Mia, she'll call in later. That's all I gotta say. This song's so quiet. Guys, we gotta talk for a minute until it picks up.
What's up, guys?
What's up, everyone?
What song is this?
It's called From a Corpus Christi Used Car Lot. It's from that same album that I had you play a song off of on your show a couple days ago, Alex Walton, local artist. He's pretty good. So, Sean, I can ask you a question right now.
I'm ready.
So, Evil Wizard comes up to you on the street, says he'll give you a deal with the devil. How many inches of your height would you give up to this evil wizard in exchange for wings?
Like the same amount of inches would become my wings?
No, like...
Oh, like what is the maximum amount of inches I would give up in order to gain wings?
Yes, exactly.
I don't think...
Well, how tall are you to begin with?
Pretty tall.
I'm 178 centimeters.
I don't know what that means.
I think that means like 6'2", 6'3".
All right, so you got some room to go there.
Am I low or high?
You're high.
Oh. I feel like you're 6'2".
No, let me think. No, I think
you're taller than Joe, and Joe is 6'1".
We said 172?
178.
Okay. No, keep talking. I'm doing some.
No, I'm trying to think about this. So, like, I'm not going to base off how many inches I give off. I'd base on, like, what my minimum height would be to still want to fly. I think I'd still be okay with flying, even if I was, like, extremely short. Like,
yeah, I'd be
potentially above. 5', you know? Like,
really? I would go all the way down to, like, 6 inches if I had to.
I think that would give me some...
I think I would die.
I don't think that's a realistic...
If I was down to 6 inches, there would be a lot of other problems.
You're getting wings in this scenario.
Yeah, don't but think about
that. Actually, yeah, if I could be a little fairy, I think I would.
I would do it to the point where it wouldn't impede upon my life. Like, I wouldn't be able to...
All right, the song started.
Oh.
We'll be back with this question later.
Our love is like a bar of chocolate when it sits around a while. It's ugly, it's not as sweet. You made the choice to forget. The only thing that's real is this beach. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, time to talk. Time to talk.
Hey.
Were we talking about wings?
Yeah. Sean, you don't want them that much. I hear.
I want them, but I think there's things that I want more than that. I think that I would not be able to live a normal life if I was a certain height. Like, maybe, like, if I was, like, below 4 feet, then it would just, like, I don't know. It would affect other realms. And, like, flying's okay. But I think I can enjoy things quite fine from the ground.
See, I think I mostly agree with you. Like, I think below 4 feet, you get to a point of, like, my body might be, like, breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like wings.
No,
that would be
you're
really
a person.
Cool.
You don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Wait, what? Oh, you.
Oh, we're getting a phone call.
We're
getting
a phone
call.
Is.
Who do we got here? Boop, boop. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mia.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. Just calling in.
Cool.
Say hi.
How's the food poisoning?
Mia, Alexia has food poisoning.
No,
Mia's in Miami. That's worse.
Miami?
Miami.
Yeah, Mia in Miami. Exactly.
Yeah, no connection at all whatsoever.
So what's the most exciting thing that happened in Miami today?
Today?
You parallel parked, I heard?
I went back to my high school today.
You went inside?
What?
You went, like, inside your high school?
Yeah, I went to visit my sister at school. She goes to the same high school I did. And I said hi to all my teachers. And it was really cute. I felt like a celebrity. So everybody was like, oh my God!
Oh, that's nice.
That's always a fun time.
That was the most exciting thing that happened today.
I have not been back to my high school since I graduated. I don't think I want
to
go.
They don't make it easy to go back. You gotta, like, get a special pass, and, like, it's a whole ordeal.
I think mine's technically like that. Me and my friends, like, kind of snuck in at the end of my freshman year. So I went back once, but I don't know if I'm gonna do it again, because I feel like I'm kind of, I don't know.
It's fun to go the year after you leave, so then you still have, like, all the friends that you knew. But, like, after a couple of years, you just, like, you only can talk to the teachers, and the kids look even more like kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that happened to me today. They almost didn't let me in. I had to get, my sister sent down my favorite substitute teacher to come pick me up.
Mm.
And so he picked me up from the lobby, and then I went upstairs and said hi to my teachers, and there were like a couple kids that still knew me, because it was still like COVID time, so we all knew each other. But no, other than that, nothing.
But you successfully parallel parked today, Mia. I heard.
I did. That is probably the most exciting thing that happened as well.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you for the first time.
I don't think I've parallel parked since my driving test.
I've never driven.
I had to help Alexia park today, and they hit the curb.
Also, nice to meet you, Sean, over the phone.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you as well.
Cool.
Thanks
for calling in, Mia. It's time for the next song.
Thank you for
and
having me.
What will
awesome.
It be?
I'll keep listening.
Oh, it'll be Rhinestone Cowboy. You can call in later again if you want.
Okay.
See ya.
Sounds good.
Cool. Bye, Mia. Shout out, Mia. Time for a song.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. Every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna like a rhinestone cowboy.
of the things I'll do. With a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe, there'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
So that was Meat Farm by The Hookups, and next up is How to Make a Baby Elephant Float or something, I don't know what it's called, by Yola Tango. It's a good one, only on WMFO. Keep listening. Hello. We're back on the air. WMFO. Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Do we have anything to say while Sean prepares himself for his message to the people?
I saw something on Twitter that said Dude Messiah got approved for a movie, and then I tried to Google
it. Actually?
And I don't think it actually did. Oh. I think someone just made that up.
That would be hilarious. They have to.
But I know the director has been like wanting to do that. So if this one makes money, they might. Anyway, that's all. Dude Messiah is cool.
Yeah. If they like actually animate the really messed up worm stuff,
that'd be
and
sick.
Put it on the big screen.
Need it.
That'd be crazy. Like, in a couple books later, there's a dude that like turns into a worm.
Yeah.
That would be crazy to see on the big screen of Somerville Theater. Actually, speaking of Somerville Theater, I just watched The Holdovers last night, and it was in that movie.
We were meaning to see it, and now I'm going to go before I'm able to see Somerville Theater in Somerville Theater.
Yeah, it's too
bad.
Are you going when you get back, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't decided what movies I'll see while I'm at home yet.
I want to see The Holdovers, but...
It was good, not great.
Okay.
It seemed neat.
Yeah, it seemed neat.
Very well made, but...
Nice.
All right, now it's Sean's turn. What microphone are you on before we...
I think. Hello, this is Sean. I don't think I've introduced myself, but I'm here for a nice little PSA on ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Awesome. Yay. Great work, Sean. Now, we'll be saved from the ladders for another week. I don't know what we'll do over break when I'm gone for a week or two, and the ladders might attack.
I typically use a vaulting pole.
I say, like, yeah, circle of salt around the ladder, just to make sure.
My next show is on Christmas.
Oh.
Wait, mine's supposed to be on Christmas, too.
You could read the ladder safety PSA
on
Christmas.
On Christmas? I'm not going to be in WM on Christmas. I'm going to be with my family. We're going to be eating food and having great times together.
Christmas. Away from ladders.
Yeah, my
exactly,
next show is the
26th. Exactly.
No way I make that.
No.
I will probably be up here for the second, though, because I have federal jury duty.
I had that.
Quite unfortunate.
I had that assigned at one point, like, in Texas, but I was up here for school, so I could just go, like, exempted, academic reasons.
That's so nice.
So I didn't have to do jury duty.
Both over winter break and here, so I have to go.
Yeah. I have I have not been called for jury duty.
I hear most of the time you just have to, like, sit in a waiting room for, like, a long time, and then they call you up, and then they say, and then they don't pick you,
if
and
I
then you go
home. If I just
pretend
to be crazy, they won't pick me. That's what my dad does.
All right.
Anyways.
Good talking to you.
Speaking of legal
Thanks again, Sean, for the PSA.
Anytime.
What are we going to listen to next? Oh, Sean, let's listen to your song. Do you have anything to say before we listen to it?
For all you lavers out there, this is one of their top picks of mine.
So, what song is it?
Oh, sorry. This is called I Wish You Love.
Cool. Let's listen. Enjoy.
Breaking heart, and I agree that you and the store, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love, love, love.
There were lots of reasons why I couldn't have you. There were lots of things I knew I shouldn't do, like touch your arm, laugh too hard, look into your eyes. There were lots of thoughts that circled in my head. I wanted every detail, so I turned and said, nice to meet you, I'm so happy meeting you. Why you didn't know? And I cannot but think of it lately. When you say my name, I start to feel crazy. I cannot but wonder how we got here. I look at you, fog starts to clear. Should talk. Starting on the stage, I thought of what I've been taught. Say a little bit, but save it for the later bits. You don't know what he's thinking about. There were lots of moments where I wanted to scream. Things were looking how I hoped they wouldn't seem. Look away, I had to look away. I knew I cared far too much. And I can't help but think of it later.
Oh god, that wasn't good. Yeah, I messed up the bed music, so we're actually gonna listen to nothing because we don't deserve it. We don't deserve to listen to
music. I actually
did
ASMR this semester.
Was that a class?
It was for a class, actually.
Oh,
my ecology class, we were trying to do sounds of pollution in order to raise awareness for climate change. It sounded very gross. We did not have the correct equipment. We were kind of just filming. Instead of wood soup, we used plastic soup. Mm. And I made...
What is wood soup?
Oh, you got to look it up.
Oh, wait, no, I know what this means. I know what this means. Joe showed me this on TikTok before. It's a bowl full of, like, wood and, like, you stir it with a spoon.
It's just for the noises. But, so it's just various sounds of plastic. I had some oobleck on it. I was trying to do sustainable slime. It did not end up well, but I got an 100 on the project, so...
Excellent work, Sean.
Thank you.
Keep that 4.0 GPA.
Good stuff.
So
environmental studies type project.
Environmental biology, actually.
Oh, you're even more specified than me. You're doing a slightly more real a slightly more real major than I am. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's geared towards pre-med, so.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to do actual stuff.
I was I'm pre-med in once. Fake class. They locked me in a room.
I call that physics finals.
So
it's over.
It's Christmas never over.
Is just a week from today.
Christmas, yeah. Just a week away.
A week from yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Because my radio show is going to be on Christmas, and I'm going to have to give it up to a poor bastard on the sublist.
Hey.
Can I not say that?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Executed, thrown out of the.
I genuinely,
window.
You said
a man born out of wedlock.
That's true.
And he did get mad at me. For that,
okay.
Because neither of you can
I thought
say
I was in the category of words that are like not really swears, but like
it's kinda. That's not a swear.
It should be. It's a fun word to say, but we can't say it on there.
I'm sorry.
Is there a master list?
I'm sorry.
I could make
yeah,
one.
Can we get a master?
I could because there's one, so many gray George area Carlin words. Already did.
There's
is that
like,
one of the George Carlin ones? I didn't think it was. I don't remember.
I don't know. Not worth looking up right now.
Not
we're
worth
talking
looking
about
up.
Christmas.
I'm sorry, but also I would love a master list.
Homework.
So, what's everyone's favorite Christmas song? Because it's Christmas soon. We gotta listen to these Christmas songs.
I do know my least favorite Christmas song.
Mine is my least favorite's Christmas Shoes. 100%. We gotta speed through this. We gotta.
I haven't heard that.
All I want for Christmas is you by My Chemical Romance.
Least favorite. Oh.
That's favorite.
I don't know my favorite at the moment.
I like the Cocteau Twins version of Winter Wonderland. All right, so
we'll
give
be listening
that
to that one
favorite.
Later. Good job, Isaac.
Least
good
favorite,
pick.
I don't know. I'll throw Wonderful Christmas Time out there, even though I don't think
I
it's
like
my least favorite,
mine
but
is,
it's pretty low.
I like that one.
Wait, what's the one that's like, right. Oh, it's the most wonderful time
I'm
of year.
Cutting
okay.
You guys off.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. So shout out my grandma. This song reminds me of going to Christmas at grandma's house.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Thank you.
Last time you're going to hear from us in 2023. This has been Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys all for joining me in the studio today.
Thanks for having
me. I really
me.
Love having you guys on the air. It's always fun when friends come to hang out at the radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Does anyone have any closing remarks?
I can't believe it's 2024. I haven't showered in a whole year.
I'm just like, wow, another year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It sure happened, didn't it, guys?
That's fine, I guess. That's fine.
That was a quick one.
It was a quick one. It was a very quick one. Here's to another quick one.
Did a lot of stuff. Does anyone want to shout out any of the stuff they did over the last year?
I returned to competitive dance.
Very impressive.
I worked at Trader Joe's.
Woo!
What a coincidence, because I did that too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I also learned how to play the drums and went to Central America. So, very cool.
I went to Austin, Texas.
She did.
I went to see this guy.
She did. I don't have a good accomplishment off the top of my
head. You've done things.
I've been working at the Tufts bookstore. Before that, I was working at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, and we both started bartending.
Kind of. I did like 5 shifts, and I think it's over.
At least you're still employed there.
Not for long.
Did you get fired or did you quit?
I just quit.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
It was overdue.
Well,
yeah. It's
on that bombshell of Hannah being unemployed, it's time to end the show.
Wow.
Not for long. Not for
not
long.
For long. Not for long. Some retail place will hire me.
Good hearing from y'all today. Now it's time for the next people to come in. Yeah. I don't know. It's not playing, is it? Good boy. I forgot to turn on the deck. Here we go. Here's what we were waiting for.
I'm a gangster.
Bye, everyone.
Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near to far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster, boy. Upsetting everybody's